The card check voting process began at 10 a.m. in the huge event center just off the casino floor. Christina Vega, one of many workers wearing a bright red Unite Here t-shirt, was among the organizers monitoring the trickle of employees coming in to participate.
We all have a section that we do, and mine have been coming in. I've told them, I'll be here waiting for you. Said, oh, you're going to be there? I said, yep, I'll be here, don't worry. We got this far, we're here to get voting, and it's going really good.
Waylon Huber, president of Unite Here Local 2850, says there are around 600 workers in the bargaining group that is voting, all of them directly employed by the Graton Rancheria tribe that owns the casino.
That includes the maintenance crew, the engineering crew, retail, and all of food and beverage. And then the folks who work on the casino floor making change and signing people up for the Players Club card, that group of workers.
They're being asked to fill out and sign a card authorizing the union to represent them. If a simple majority of the bargaining group, 50% plus one, turn in their cards, the union is approved. But Huber says it may take more than 2 days of voting to see that process through.
If it turns out that not everybody has had the opportunity to vote because there are a lot of workers who are not working today and tomorrow, on Saturday and Sunday, we're going to schedule a special shorter event and pick up the weekend workers.
Once that's done, she says, the outcome will be known quickly, even though the ratification process will play out over another couple of weeks. Unlike many other union representation votes at other sites, Huber says this one is not complicated by employer resistance.
This is very much an employer that is perfectly neutral, perfectly willing to allow the employees to join the union. And my experience is that without employer opposition, and if employees are given just the free choice to join a union and be represented, that that is their preference.
So it was easier for workforce organizers, such as Christina Vega, a member of the internal maintenance staff, to make the case for the union to her co-workers.
We got to explain to them, this is for us. We want job security. We all live here in Sonoma County. We need job security. We all need to be able to afford to live and pay health care. You know, I explained to them, what if you get fired? You won't have it. So after explaining a little bit to them and answering some questions, then they change it around a little bit more. And they're like, oh, okay, then we do want it.
Lisa Maldonado, executive director of the North Bay Labor Council, noted that the Graton tribe had previously made good on a pledge to use union workers for construction of the upscale gambling facility. She expects the new workforce vote will encourage similar actions across the local hospitality industry.
We have a very, very large hospitality sector that is only growing. And it's disheartening to me that we have some resorts that they're charging people $400 a night, but they're not paying their cleaners or the laundry workers any better wages because they can get away with it without a union. Once the union brings in good wages and a higher standard of living, that lifts all the boats because a lot of the best workers are going to want that. And it also gives other workers the power and the courage to stand up and ask for a union at their workplace.
Several other smaller groups of employees at the casino are expected to hold their own representation votes to join a variety of other unions in the months ahead. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.